it's not been ideal, but you know, we've battled on as a group. And that's not just the players and the staff, that's everyone, the fans, the board, everyone's got on with the job at hand. We've achieved something really big in regards to retaining our league status, because it's, you know, this is a very, very difficult league, and you know, everything that we've had thrown at us this season, I'm not going to sit here and go on about what they are, because everyone knows what we've achieved is massive, and everyone deserves a massive amount of credit. But now, you know, we come to the last home game. It is a chance to say thank you to the fans. You know, we want to enjoy it. We've got the play of the year though afterwards, which is always a good event. And then obviously we go to Luton next week, which will draw the curtains on the season, which, as you said, has been a very eventful season. But the main thing is that we're still a Football League club, and hopefully we come back stronger next season.
In a normal season, come the last home game, you'll know the players you've got signed up for next season and you want to sign up for next season, and those who will be playing their last game for the club. Because of what's gone on off the pitch, you don't know that, do you?
No, it's very difficult. Every season, players do leave and new players come in. That's just the way it is. You know, an opportunity to freshen the squad up, etc. Players might see the futures elsewhere. Whether they've had a good season, you know, what we've seen in the likes of, say, Jamie Devitt and Sean Miller last year, or whether they seek regular first-team football elsewhere. So there is usually a change around in personnel on the playing staff. But this season's very difficult because, you know, usually by now we've spoken to players, we've got the budget, we know what's happening. But at the minute, we haven't got nothing. So it's very difficult. We are behind already in that respect, but it can be caught back up if, you know, we get the ownership problems sorted, which hopefully they will be, and then we can start putting things in place and then obviously start building our squad for the next season.
Yeah, so as things stand, the court case over the ownership is due back in court next week. I guess your message is get it sorted quickly. You want a decision whatever way it goes.
Yeah, that's right. It's dragged on for far too long. You know, we've had problems with wages. Obviously, the ownership's been a massive thing. So, yeah, whoever's going to be the new owner is going to have to act quickly, because it's there's a lot of work to be done. As I say, these things are usually in place earlier than what they are now. You know, you can soon catch up, but hopefully things are resolved next week, and then we can, you know, start putting things in place to get ourselves sorted for next season, because ultimately the show must go on. We need to build a squad. We need to sort out players' futures. It's not fair on them as well as us. Hopefully that's what will happen over the next week or two, you know, even before the Luton game. It would be great. And then we can see what happens after that. We just want to win. We want to win every game. I'm not looking too far into next season. I think what we've achieved this year is massive. So everyone can take the positivity of what we've achieved this season into next season, you know, where everything's been stacked against us. Hopefully that's not going to be the case next season. But yeah, it's just about this particular game. We want to win the game. You know, Wickham are fighting for the playoff place, so we know it's going to be a tough game. They are a big, strong physical side, you know, with some key players in there. We know we'll have to be at our best defensively, but we know that we've got it in our locker to cause them problems as well.